It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Tuesday to you. I hope you had a good one. And if you didn't, I'm here. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. You can listen live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Technology is good. You don't have to lift a finger. It's amazing. Anyway, we've had a busy show. We talked about the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs of what has been a wild start to the NFL season, the college football season, and we have so much more to get into over the next hour of this show. Thank you so much to our guest as well, Armando Seguero, who joined us. Covers all things NFL for Outkick and Fox. Thank you so much to Jake Trotter. He came through from ESPN to talk all things college football. And it's been a busy day, a busy one. I wish we had more positive news. Heck yeah, all this news we talked about today, a lot of it has been lawsuits and police issues. What's something positive that happened today? Does anything stand out to you?
Something positive.
I'll think about it too.
Positive today. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? Here's a positive.
Yes.
We don't have to talk about the debate.
Oh, my God.
That's a positive.
Oh, wow. It's going to be a... Wow. You're right. We don't have to.
You know, we could talk about other things, but...
Right. I'm thinking about sports, though, man. There's nothing...
No one got hurt today.
Like in the NFL?
Yeah, like no one today actually got hurt. You know,
no games off day for a lot of guys, right?
No one got arrested today.
You sure about that? We don't know that yet.
That's true. That we know of so far.
I was looking for a positive story, and a thing that pops up: NFL legend ordered to turn in assets to pay major debt.
Oh.
Not good.
Keep piling on. Why not?
Former NFL MVP Adrian Peterson ordered to turn over assets in order to pay off massive amount of debt. A Houston judge is saying turn in your assets, help pay back a debt estimated to be north of $12 million. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Alrighty there. Okay. All-pro running back took out a loan from a Pennsylvania lending company that was intended to pay off other lenders. Okay. Not good. He did not pay it back. Interest has grown to $8 million. Okay, this is depressing to me. Okay. Not going to read this. I'm trying to think of where I can find some. There used to be a website, Hickey. It's like Good News, right? If I go to goodnews.com, what happens? I'll probably end up somewhere I'm not supposed to be.
I was just about to say, knowing the world the way it is, that has probably been taken over by... Not a website that's going to provide you good news.
It automatically directs me to mybible.com.
Okay. That's positive. So it's, I had other thoughts. Yeah.
Well, goodnews.com took me to the Bible. Okay. Things could be worse. Oh, man. This is real bad. This is awful. There's nothing. Like, if I go to, I don't know, it's not like a kid's, like Sports Illustrated for Kids doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Oh, I do. I used to love that that magazine.
Used to come with the cards, remember?
Came out, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good idea by SI back in the day.
Now, what do children, like kids like sports, right? They still like sports?
Yeah, oh yeah, they still like sports.
What do you get? Like, what do you get?
What do you mean, what do you get?
Like, if you're a kid nowadays and you like sports, what do you get?
TikTok.
Oh, no. Oh,
you follow your athletes and you see the sports news there. That's what you get.
Oh, no.
Sports cards have been replaced by small, quick videos.
Oh, no. But isn't it like an age gate on that? Like, you ain't supposed to be on no TikTok if you're like 7, 8 years old. But Sports Illustrated for Kids was somebody for kids.
Yes. But
TikTok ain't for kids. They're trying to ban it in America.
Kids are smart. They know how to do the workarounds.
Oh, no.
What so, are the, outside of TikTok, what do they have now? I don't know.
The answer is nothing. That's sad. Yeah. They got the cesspool that is the internet just like everybody else.
That's right. Not a lot of positivity there. Definitely not for kids either.
This conversation just gets more depressing as we go along. I feel like our kids are doomed. They can't even, like, watch fun sports content. They got to wait for the Nickelodeon edition of the NFL, right? That the SpongeBob cast, is that what it is?
That's right. That's a positive. Yeah, that's a good broadcast for kids, like, once a year. But, hey, better than zero times a year when we were growing up.
This sucks. Oh, my goodness. You know what? We might as well continue on with the doomed commentary. It's that type of night, I think, all across the country. Tyreek Hill, he is a free man. And his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, after the video came out, after we got the announcement or the statement from the NFL. Oh, not the NFL. The NFL said they were looking at it. The Dolphins said they were kind of shocked by what took place. Nobody approves of what happened to Tyreek Hill. And his agent said that the officers that were involved, they need to face the repercussions. Listen to what he told Dan Le Batard.
I think that police officers that did that to Tyreek shouldn't be in that position. They should be let go. Look at the guy that just kicked him right there. That guy should be fired. That's out of control. The guy that jumped in, put him in a chokehold. There's no place for a police officer to have a badge that operates like that when Tyreek wasn't being aggressive or violent or fighting back in any capacity. Well, you know, that was horrendous how they treated him. They didn't treat him like a human being. There's no place for police officers to be on the force.
Okay. All right. Well, that was one issue. Let's lighten the mood a little bit, right? Okay. Last night, the 49ers beat the Jets, but then the 49ers might still be punished. Now, we talked about it last night. Christian McCaffrey did not play in the game, dealing with a calf issue / Achilles issue, and he was called out right before the game started. And then we saw what happened during the game. They didn't need Tyreek Hill to smash the Jets. Backup Jordan Mason had 147 yards rushing and a touchdown. That's abuse. That's something that Christian McCaffrey would do, plus another touchdown in the air. But the fact is, we know McCaffrey's been kind of hurt all throughout the training camp period. And so it was odd for him to be called out right before the game. But then right after the game, Jordan Mason on the field with ESPN, he kind of said that he had expected to play and start dating back to Friday. What?
When did you find out that you were going to be starting?
When did I find out? Maybe Friday night, you know, something like that.
Uh-oh, no. Wrong answer. Nope. He was asked again after he took a shower, and I'm sure some media representative pulled up to him and said, you got to fix that. He was asked the same question, and he didn't like the question.
When did you find out that you'd be in the starting lineup?
That question right there is where I'm at. That's why I don't like really talking to media, because you say one thing wrong, and then, you know, I don't know. Just skip that question.
Yeah, so the 49ers might be punished for not fully disclosing this injury to Christian McCaffrey. Bottom line is, if you knew on Friday he was not going to play, and you deceived everybody up until pretty much game time, and then said he's not playing, that doesn't just mess up the 49ers. It doesn't just mess up the game planning of the New York Jets. The NFL, I don't know if people know this or not. Let me cue you in on a secret. They want to protect the people who are gambling. They want to maintain confidence in the product, that people are not going to be screwed, that there is full transparency when it comes down to who is going to play and who is not going to play. Here, let me let you in on another secret. That's why the NFL has injury reports. And before we ever got into this open relationship with gambling, the NFL wanted to kind of maintain confidence in everybody that if you were going to bet, you could at least understand and know that we, the league, are not going to screw you over. And this is why the 49ers might be punished. Kyle Shanahan, he was asked about this injury setback to his superstar, McCaffrey. And this is what he said. This kind of set him back.
No, he didn't have a setback. I mean, it was on and off throughout the week. He was able to practice throughout the week. Just it was always bothering him to a degree. And sometimes it goes away. Sometimes it comes back. And today was bothering him a little too much to where we didn't feel good about it.
Is there a concern that this is something that is going to linger over the next
week? Always. I mean, it's been lingering the last few weeks. But it's getting better and better. And hopefully it'll be better next week.
Let's be real. Who cares, right? If you're a 49ers fan, who cares? If I'm a 49ers fan, I'm like, look, tell Christian McCaffrey take half the year off. We need you at the end of the season. Let you come back and you know, develop some chemistry here with Brock Purdy. And let's just keep it moving. The 49ers are in the same boat. And I got to tell you, I think they're in a better situation than the Buffalo Bills. Sorry. But the 49ers are one of those teams that just they need to get over the hump. The 49ers, the Bills, the Ravens. Enough is enough is enough is enough. Just win the whole thing. And so who cares if Christian McCaffrey is playing? Outside of Christian McCaffrey saying to himself, hey, guys, you know what? I want to have another 1,000-yard rushing, 1,000-yard receiving season. Outside of that, what is there for him to play for? Just to be a Pro Bowler and pat his resume? Go win a championship. We've had enough of this. We know you're one of the best running backs that we've seen in the league. Dual threats. Got that McCaffrey blood in you. It means he can run and jump, do a triathlon and jump over buildings. The 49ers don't need this man. Keep running out Jordan Mason and do yourself a favor. Tell him next time to just shut up. Don't let him talk to the media. The 49ers are going to take on the Minnesota Vikings next. Minnesota Vikings are going to have a reality check after, you know, dismantling the New York Giants, or I guess playing against them, because what is there to dismantle for the New York Giants? And the 49ers, they don't need McCaffrey. Tell them to take a long, long vacation. It's as simple as that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. That's the closest I could get to good news, Hickey. Did I nail it? Was anything I just said good? The 49ers don't need McCaffrey. That's good, right?
Yeah, and you had an undrafted free agent running back have a career night on a game, by the way. This is crazy, where he had the most carries since high school.
And he almost got in trouble. Well, he did get in trouble after the game.
He won't get in trouble. The organization might.
Oh, yeah. But he has to feel it. No, it's not a big deal.
He'll feel it if he ran for, like, 30 yards on 25 carries when you run for, you know, and combine what, for over 150 total yards on a touchdown. I think he has a little bit more security.
You don't think he went to sleep last night? Was just like, damn, I had a good game. When Christian come back, they're gonna cut me because I cost the team $250,000. You don't think that's sitting in the back of his head?
No, come on.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to think about the career. If he gets, look, he won't get cut by this, but let's just say he does get cut. That's well, 3 weeks from now is a problem. He had a career night. Imagine you had the best show of your radio career, and you said something after the show like, oh, yeah, I knew I was filling in for 3 weeks, and they only said that he was sick today. You wouldn't let that bother you.
Okay.
There's a high of having that career night on, by the way, a big stage, Monday Night Football. Live in that moment.
He'll get picked up by the Bengals if he gets cut, right?
That's true. If he gets cut, he'll have a lot of suitors after last night.
He'll get a job. Oh, here's some good news. It took us a while. It for Justin Fields, at least. it looks like Justin Fields is going to start another game because Russell Wilson still is not healthy. That calf is still bothering him, and Justin Fields is going to get another start, apparently. Well, they're preparing him as if he is. Next up for these Steelers, they got the Denver Broncos and Bo Nix. Tell me the Steelers shouldn't go 2-0. They should. Mike Tomlin gave an update today. What the hell is going on with Russell Wilson's leg? And what's going on with Fields? Is he going to play?
I just visited with him. He feels better today than he did over the weekend. And so what that means, I don't know as we sit here today. I know that we're going to take the same approach we take with a lot of people in terms of injury. We'll first start with his participation and his level of participation, his quality of participation. Over the course of the week, we'll be analyzing whether he's capable of protecting himself, whether he's capable of being productive. When we get to those, you know, when we get to those points, that's when we'll ponder his inclusion or not. And when that happens will probably be a component of that equation. But as I sit here today, we're preparing as if Justin is going to be our quarterback.
Damn, that's the happiest I've ever heard Mike Tomlin. That's not saying a lot. We're trying to find positivity here, people. I'm absolutely trying. I'm trying my best. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And positivity, damn it. I mean, today, this day specifically, tonight, you got to try to find as much positivity as possible. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to do my best to find some. If you have some, knock yourself out, call me up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Did we find positivity at the White House? I think we did. I'll explain on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. I've only been doing this, well, in this form for about, I don't know, 2018. Been doing this, talking about sports for 15 years. Nice. It's good stuff. It's good to be here at JR Sport Brief. It's been a minute. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thinking about some good news. I'm waiting to find some. 855-212-4227. Andre is here from Mississippi. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Andre, what's going on with you?
JR, what's up, man?
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm loving this college football. I'm loving this NFL.
Okay.
My question for you.
Yes.
Who has fallen from the one of the top quarterbacks until they look like Ryan Leaf out there? What? Do you got Russell Wilson or do you got Deshaun Watson? Who has failed the farthest down in the NFL in this short period of time? One of those who?
We can't say either one of these guys has turned into Ryan Leaf.
I watched the game. You watching them too now.
Yeah, but Ryan Leaf couldn't even last in the league. At least these guys have had long enough careers. I mean, Russell Wilson is looking at, I mean, there was a point in time he was on a Hall of Fame trajectory. We can't say that about Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf ain't even make it to his next contract. At least we can say that about Deshaun Watson, although if you listen to the tea leaves or read the tea leaves, his contract has the potential of being terminated.
Hey, I tell you what, the loser of that Cleveland game, one of those coaches will get fired before the middle of the season. And it's just week two. Whoever go 0-2 is in trouble. I can tell you that now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Andre. Appreciate you, man.
All right. You have a good one, JR.
You as well. Shout out to Andre from Mississippi. Yeah, happy man. I'm happy for him. The Browns are going to take on the Jaguars, by the way. Russell Wilson is unlikely to play against the Denver Broncos. Who's getting fired? What are you talking about? I appreciate the enthusiasm, Andre. I really do. But, I mean, nobody getting fired. Not yet. And Ryan Leaf? We can't put Deshaun Watson in that category. He's a totally different situation. And Russell Wilson? Russell Wilson would roll his eyes at you if he heard what you just said. Not nice. Anyway, I think we found some positivity. Hickey, did we find some positivity?
I think we can say we did.
In Washington, D.C.?
I know. Rare, right?
Wow. Today was a day. Listen, folks. The South Carolina Gamecocks, the women, and the UConn men, the Huskies, they were both honored at the White House today for their 2024 NCAA championships. And they were honored in separate ceremonies. The White House could have been lazy as hell and said, everybody in the room, take the pictures and leave. They took the time to honor them separately. We know about South Carolina. They went 38-0. Dawn Staley won her third championship since taking over. We know about the Huskies. They won their second title in a row, 37-3. And so that meant the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, he was there presiding over the ceremonies. And so you have to tell jokes, right? Or something like that. I don't know what he did. Hickey, he was able to attend both, right?
He was there to attend both. I don't know how many jokes he made, but at least offered praise on both teams' tremendous seasons.
That's good. That's some positivity out of Washington. How about that? Let's take a listen to President Joe Biden. He showed a lot of love to the South Carolina Lady Gamecocks for winning the championship this year. Listen to this.
See, you never gave up. You never gave up. You kept the faith, and you just finished the job. Look, take the title game against Iowa. In the back-and-forth game, everyone had to step up. Nine players recorded double digits in 9 minutes. Four players scored in double figures. Your bench outscored Iowa's bench 37-0. And here's another big number. The championship game was the most watched basketball game in 5 years, peaking at over 24 million viewers.
Hickey, who's Joe Biden's producer? Who's producer for Joe Biden?
Someone who's reading the box score only. Quick, how many stats can we just throw up here really fast?
You mean to tell me Joe Biden didn't watch the game? Does he remember? Well, I hope he got better. I hope he got better things to do, right?
That's true.
What was this game? March or something like that?
Early April?
He's sitting around watching the game. He got President Zelensky on the other line and giving him advice and telling him what he needs to do out in Ukraine. And he's watching the Lady Gamecocks play. Why not? Just like everybody else.
Ugh. So I can never be president.
What,
forget
you?
The other responsibilities. I couldn't, bypass an NFL Sunday to actually get some diplomacy done. No way.
Does the president, that's his day off too, right?
Sunday? Do they have a day off? I don't think so.
They have to have close to one. You go to we've had presidents, they go to the beach, they go to that vacation home, play golf. Like, you go to church in the morning, and then you spend time with your family, and that's it, right?
I guess you get a few hours here and there, maybe not a full day.
Hope nobody calls you?
I'm sure. And guess what? I'm sure people are always calling.
Man, that job has to... Who wants that job? Well, we got a couple of people who want that job today. But damn it, who wants that job? Sheesh. Could you imagine having a job where something goes wrong and just... Like, what happens if they need to wake you up? Like, does someone shake you in the room? Like, how do they wake you up?
Good question. I would say so. I don't want to call. Hearing the alarm go off would be... It's probably a call. It's definitely a call.
It's 3 a.m. in the morning. Something is going on in Japan.
Bad phone goes off.
Yeah, who's waking you? Does every light in the residence go on and... Alert, 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 president, we have a problem. Like, how does that work?
It's a terrible way to wake up. Lights on, alert, alert. It sounds like the world is ending.
Well, I mean, when you're the president of the United States of America, and that kind of the job?
Guess you're right. Not fun. That's why it ages us so much.
No, listen, it's better being Roger Goodell, isn't it?
Oh, that money? Oh, yeah, big time.
He's making $2 million from every team. 60 a year. Yep.
Not bad.
He doesn't have it bad. Adam Silver doesn't have it bad. What's the other guy that nobody likes from baseball?
Yeah, Rob Manfred may have it a little bit bad.
You think so?
He has no allies anywhere.
He does. Nobody likes Rob Manfred. They got it. They look, man. And I guess they're as much of an equivalent of a president as can possibly be. I guess. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Of course, on the other side, we're going to take a break. We've tried to find a positivity, and surprisingly, it came out of Washington today as a Joe Biden celebrated, and the White House celebrated the accomplishments of South Carolina and UConn. A matter of fact, hey Marco Belletti, would you have liked to have been president? A cool job, right? Or a terrible job?
I'm going
to
pass. Thank you.
Late night phone calls, responsibility.
I was a director of a school, and I got enough phone calls all day long where it didn't matter what time it was. Thank you. I'm going to pass.
Director of a school.
Well, and you would think, and really, what could go bad?
What phone calls are you getting?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, stupid things that, you know, with something with the building alarm or something going on with this. I mean, I was there with Sandy hit on the Northeast here in Jersey. So that was a big deal, and trying to, you know, figure that out and make sure everybody was okay, even though we weren't there because it was in the middle of the night. Like, there's just nonsense that comes with it. You're like, what do we do? Like, everything winds up, you joke that everything's got to be a memo and a post-it. There's so many things like, why are we even talking about this? This is not a problem. What are we doing?
Hey, nobody called you on a Sunday at like 9 o'clock and said, you know, fix this. That didn't happen.
I'll bet.
So you think?
Some of the, again, it was a broadcasting school. So something new wasn't working. A board doesn't work. A microphone doesn't work. Okay, we'll take care of it on Monday. Well, I just wanted you to know, I don't care right now. But okay, we'll take care of it on Monday. Like, okay, so sure.
You're saying if Marco Belletti can't have a day off, the president doesn't get a day off.
Well, I mean, I think they got more vacation time than I did. I feel like they hit Martha's Vineyard a hell of a lot more than I did during my time.
Wow. Wow. People want this job, not me.
Well, theirs comes with money. See, mine just came with headaches.
They make the money later, right?
Yeah, sure. Later, now, before.
Later. What is the president's salary a year? Is it Is it 180 or something like that? Or 60?
I have no idea.
No, they don't make a lot of money at all. Like the salary that we pay, the taxpayers for the president.
Right.
The president only makes, let's see, Hickey, how much you think the president makes a year?
I liked what you said, like 180?
I think that's what it is. Let's see. Yearly salary president. What is this?
That might even be a little high.
Oh, 200.
Oh,
200.
Okay.
200. The salary has remained unchanged for 30 years.
See?
Okay. That's shocking, actually.
Why? It goes to show you that it's nonsense. 30 years ago, that's what they made. 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Now, doesn't even matter. That's a shell.
200? Well, if you're the president, what the hell are you paying for?
Well, you're paying for nothing. That's the point. But on top, so it should be enough to make off. Now, it's a starting point.
And that's getting taxed too, right? I mean, of course, it has to be. You got to tax the president.
Right? I don't know. I feel like they know how to get around that, no? Isn't that the point?
Hey, which president? What are we talking about?
Hey. I wasn't naming names. I was putting everybody in the same bucket. Don't put me out on the limb in that bucket. Everybody goes in.
I'm just saying, if you're making $200,000 a year, you got to give up. Like, I don't know. What is that? I don't know. 50 of it? 40, 50? I think, right?
I don't know. Not my tax bracket. I don't know how much.
Uncle Sam stops for no one, right?
He doesn't. But, I mean, if you're the president, you get up. Hey, Marco, you're doing this to yourself.
No.
I'm just saying, everybody got to pay their taxes, okay? But if you're the president, what are you paying for? You get up. The house is taxpayer funded, right? You don't got to pay that. You have food that's there. People are waiting at your beck and call. They're paid for. Every meal that you, like, you don't pay for nothing. Is this the only person in America that doesn't have to pay for nothing for 4 years, the president and his family? Is that who it is? I'm serious here.
There's got to be something else, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I mean, honestly, even their clothes, like nothing. You're right. None of it should be bought by them. It should all be there because they have enough responsibility and enough to do. Last thing they got to worry about is, you know, jumping on Amazon to make sure that they got pants that fit for tomorrow. Like, that's not supposed to be part of their responsibility.
Man, I didn't even think about that. They got a seamstress and a tailor in the White House?
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Of course they do.
Of course they do.
You think they got to worry about which tie they got to pick out? No. Somebody else got to do that for them.
There is a nice J. Crew, like, about 5 minutes from the White House on K Street. It's a nice one.
Yeah, I don't think they're hitting, like, the clearance rack. You see, like, you know, any president in any time of your lifetime just kind of going through the hangers, schling, schling, trying to figure out what shirt they're going to match with these pants. I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe being president ain't so bad. I don't know. Not for me, though. and too many things. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, congratulations again to UConn and South Carolina. I'm sure they ate the finest of foods in the White House. Meanwhile, I'm here in the studio. I'm hungry. I got a cup of water. Maybe I should have played basketball. Anyway, on the other side, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What a day we've had. I feel like this is kind of like a little bit of a mop up as we have followed, week one of the NFL season. It's done. It's over. Like, we had a chance today to look at everything that has taken place between last Thursday and last night with the New York Jets disaster out in San Francisco. And now we can look forward to the week that we have ahead. I mean, by the time I'm on the air with you tomorrow, we're going to be looking forward to another week. We start things off here. Pretty cool. Pretty fun. The Buffalo Bills are going to be down in Miami. Josh Allen is going to have to run around and do all the work, and we'll see if Miami can just go out there and outscore them. And hopefully between now and Thursday, we don't have some type of wild scenario and situation where, I don't know, Tyreek Hill, maybe take a Uber to the game. Some of the other interesting matchups we have coming up for NFL Week 2, 49ers at Vikings, Sam Darnold's going to be on a high. This time he'll be at home taking on the 49ers. The Chargers at the Panthers. Oh, man, Bryce Young. Show a pulse. Show us something. We got the Seahawks and the Patriots. The Patriots surprised everybody with a Week 1 victory. The Saints and the Cowboys. Cowboys should handle the Saints. Knowing that, the Saints will probably beat them. The Giants and Commanders. Commanders will probably win that game. The Bucks and the Lions. The Packers and the Colts. Rams and the Cardinals. Steelers at the Broncos. We'll see more of Justin Fields. Man, we got a lot. Bears at Texans. That's the primetime game. 855-212-4227. Lane is calling from Alabama. What's up, Lane?
Hey, JR. I was going to talk to you about that one call that the refs made calling Isaiah Likely out of bounds.
Okay. Last Thursday's game. Okay, sure.
I really think that, that toe was on the white line, but his foot was mostly in the end zone.
Yeah, but if your foot touches the outside, it's out of bounds. Is it? You got to keep it inside.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up because Patrick Mahomes said after.
He was saying if he wore white cleats, it would maybe disguise a little bit. But if you touch the line, you're out. That's how it goes, unfortunately. And better luck in the postseason, okay? Maybe they'll face each other again in the playoffs, all right?
All right.
All right. Thank you, Lane, for calling from Alabama. I need to let you know about the Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Shout-outs to Bears defensive back Tyreek Stevenson. This man snatched away a flailing throwaway by Will Levis. He took it 43 yards to the house midway through the fourth quarter. This ended up being the game-winning score. Chicago going over the Titans 24-17. Stevenson finished with four tackles and two passes defended in the game. He is your Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union. That's going back in time. Let's go even further back to this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything and it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's go back in time to 1972. This is when the USSR beat the USA in a basketball game. A lot of confusion, man. They stopped the game and the Soviets got a bucket. It was just nonsense. The United States of America, they lost for the first time in the Olympics. Listen to this, courtesy of USA.
Saw the official indicate that foul, but Doug Collins has perhaps won the game. 2 seconds. Somebody has gone down on the floor. The Russian coach and Hank Ivor, or a Russian official and Hank Ivor, were yelling at each other. And Bedlam has taken over here at the basketball hall. Now the clock shows 3 seconds. There is time for the Russians to go to their big man, Alexander Belov. They're going to try. Belov between two American defenders. Back there with him, Jim Ford and McMillan. And the Russian team has mobbed Alexander Belov. And this time it is over.
Nutty. The USA refused to accept the silver medal. Let's go back in time. September 10th, the year is 2000. Randy Johnson, the 12th pitcher to reach 3,000 strikeouts. This man helped the Diamondbacks. Well, unfortunately, they lost to Florida 4-3 in 12 innings. But listen to the big unit do what he does best. Strike somebody out.
When you're trying to join only 11 other men in the history of this game for 3,000, it's a pretty safe bet he realizes he's a strike away from baseball history. 1-2 on Mike Lowell, and Johnson fires, swung on and missed a fastball at 97 miles per hour. And on this, his 37th birthday, Randy Johnson becomes the 12th pitcher in Major League history to strike out 3,000 batters.
Yeah, big unit. At least he didn't hit a bird in the process. Hey, September 10th, 2006, Peyton Manning. He took on some guy named Eli Manning. This is the first time we saw two brothers start a game at quarterback in the NFL. Hey, this guy named Peyton, well, they beat the Giants 26-21. Listen.
Well, in 87 seasons in the National Football League, counting this afternoon, 12,183 games have been played. Never has a brother started against a brother. They offset Reed, Adiah is the running back. They fake it to him. Manning's going to roll under pressure. Throws, caught, Clark, touchdown. So we're down to maybe the final play of the game with 7 seconds. And they need 55 yards. And that pass is out of bounds, and that is it.
No. Them two successful brothers. What else am I going to say? Who cares who beat who? They're on TV making money together. They're going into the Hall of Fame. Well, Eli's going to go into the Hall of Fame. Hickey, you can't wait for that, right? You don't care.
I do not care, no.
You don't care.
Care about his brother, not Eli.
Okay. Anyway. Hey, good for both of them. That's a money-making family. 855-212-4227. That's 855-4227. Ashley is calling from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ashley?
Not much, but, you know, after last night's Niners and Jets game,
all right,
I think Aaron Rodgers, he looked every bit of 40, and I'm just curious from your point of view, how much do you think that's just simply because Aaron Rodgers is 40?
Oh, crap.
How much it is, Ashley?
I'm sorry. You sound kind of distant. You said Aaron Rodgers, he was bad last night. What happened now? What?
Aaron Rodgers to me was every bit of 40 years old.
Oh, he's old.
And I want to know how much you think that's just simply because he is 40 versus how much you think it is the Niners' defense.
Well, I think it's a combination of it all. I want to say it's more of he hasn't played with this group. He missed all of last year, and he's about to be 41 years old. I think that plays a big part into it. And the 49ers defense, I mean, even if you look at Warner running around popping footballs out of Breece Hall, like this is, they're a great defense. They're a good team. But Rodgers is also old, and I think it's going to take time for him to warm up. I mean, we talked about this earlier in the show, just his inability to scramble. And is that going to change in 4 or 5, 6, 7 weeks? I think it might, but I'm not expecting the same guy that we saw 4 and 5 or 6 years ago. So I still think he's going to be a good option for the Jets. He's going to be a better option than what they had in Zach Wilson. And the Jets are just going to have to kind of take their medicine and swallow it and see if he could turn things around. He's a better option than what they have had. Thank you so much, Ashley, for calling from Sacramento. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I want to thank our guests who came through today. We had quite a few of them. Thank you oh so much for coming through. Armando Saguero from Outkick and Fox. Thank you, Jake Trotter from ESPN. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't move. Sean Levine is here. He's coming up next, holding it down for Bart Winkler. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Y'all be safe, be cool, be smooth, be well.